The effort to tame exorbitant bank lending to borrowers and the dizzying property price growth that comes with it has just gone up a notch. For the first time in 4 years, the banking regulator APRA is asking the banks to toughen the test for whether a borrower can comfortably meet ongoing mortgage repayments. Critics say it is just tinkering and won't do much at all to limit house price growth. But APRA warns it will ramp up its efforts if this doesn't work. Our business reporter David Taylor has more.
39-year-old Donald sold his Brisbane home 6 months ago, and now he's looking to trade up. All that's standing in his way is finance pre-approval from his bank.
Just trying to reach out, and the delays as well, having to wait for a response from the banks and the brokers as well. It's a bit challenging, to be honest.
And as he waits for this loan application to be approved, the prices of properties he's eyeing keep climbing.
Oh, the things we've missed out on several properties, to be honest. We actually there was one last week, for example, and we just thought we have no chance now without the pre-approval. So we missed out on several ones that we just keep saying, look, we can't really do anything. So we've just been watching them go by.
Today, the banking regulator APRA asked the banks to raise the minimum interest rate buffer it expects them to use when assessing the serviceability of home loan applications. It follows revelations from Treasury that some banks were offering loans to borrowers six times their incomes. The commercial banks will now add an extra 3 percentage points, rather than 2.5, on top of their advertised rate to test the borrower's capacity to meet their repayments. Here's APRA Chairman Wayne Byers speaking to The World Today.
We have asked banks to make sure that when they are lending at those sorts of levels, that there's sufficient prudence in their credit assessments, that those borrowers can withstand some sort of shock.
Bruce Carr is a mortgage broker in Sydney's Inner West. He says it won't stop the avalanche of borrowers begging for loans, but it will limit the amount the bank will ultimately lend to them.
I don't think it'll change the demand. The demand comes from other places, like people's wish to, you know, to buy a home or to upgrade or invest, whatever. What it will do is, for some borrowers, it will reduce the amount they can borrow.
ANZ economist Felicity Emmett says that will take some heat out of the white-hot property market.
We think this will have an impact, but it will be modest. So prices will continue to grow, but not as fast as they would have had APRA not moved.
It's not the first time APRA has stuck its nose into the lending market. APRA introduced a 7% interest rate buffer in 2014, but that was removed in 2019 as interest rates began falling sharply. The country's biggest lender, the Commonwealth Bank, is one step ahead of the regulator. It shifted its benchmark buffer to 5.25% from 5.1% in June in an attempt to rein in what look to be runaway property price growth. But APRA's made it clear that if this latest measure to curb lending growth doesn't work, it'll pull out its bigger artillery. That may include reducing the total amount of money a borrower can receive from a bank for any given level of income.
Think hard about the range of scenarios that could play out, and to make sure that anyone who's borrowing is comfortable that they can service that debt under a range of scenarios.
The ANZ's Felicity Emmett is expecting more so-called macroprudential policy measures from APRA as early as January.
They're due to release an information paper about the impact of these sorts of macroprudential controls, but I think it's likely that early next year we'll see more measures that have more of an impact in terms of slowing lending growth and then slowing house price growth.
Still, Donald isn't too worried it'll hurt his chances of gaining pre-approval for his loan.
Like we are in the case, in our case, I don't think you really worry too much about that, because you know you're sort of got job security, and you both parties, well, myself and my partner, have a job security there, and we're very financial savvy.
The Reserve Bank of New Zealand raised its official cash rate today in another move likely to spook Australian borrowers. It's also trying to cool rapid property price growth. The Reserve Bank of Australia, though, insists local interest rates are unlikely to rise before 2024.
Business reporter David Taylor.